Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Commerce Secretary says the U.S. economy still has a long way to go to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Joel Rose reports Gina Raimondo says a fear and lack of affordable childcare are preventing many Americans from returning to work.
A disappointing jobs report released last week shows that the U.S. economy fell far short of expectations in April. Republicans blame that on enhanced unemployment aid, which they say is discouraging Americans from looking for work. But Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says there's no data to support that argument. Here she is on CBS's Face the Nation.
People are still telling us the number one reason they're not going back to work is fear due to the virus. And more people were looking for work last month than the month before.
Raimondo says many Americans, particularly women, are struggling to find affordable childcare as many schools remain closed for in-person learning. She says unemployment insurance has been a lifeline for millions. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Israel's Supreme Court says it's canceled tomorrow's hearing on possible evictions of Palestinians from a Jerusalem neighborhood. A new date will be set within 30 days. This comes after Israeli police and Palestinians clashed on the most sacred night of the year in the Muslim calendar. Medics say around 90 Palestinians were wounded. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports skirmishes with police have taken place throughout Ramadan in Jerusalem.
Tens of thousands of worshippers held prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Outside Jerusalem's old city, large Palestinian crowds chanted. Some threw rocks and water bottles at police. Palestinian medics said Palestinians were wounded when police fired stun grenades and rubber-coated bullets. Police said some officers were wounded. The day before, more than 200 Palestinians and several Israeli police officers were wounded. There are concerns of more violence on Monday. Daniel Estrin, NPR News.
Churchill Downs, the home of the Kentucky Derby, suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert after word that Medina Spirit, the Derby-winning horse Baffert trained, failed a post-race drug test. From member station WFPL, Ryan Van Velzer has more.
Seven-time Kentucky Derby-winning trainer Bob Baffert is once again facing allegations that one of his horses failed a post-race drug test. At a Sunday morning press conference outside his barn, Baffert said Medina Spirit tested positive for the drug betamethasone. That's the same drug found in the system of another Baffert-trained horse that was disqualified from the Kentucky Oaks last year. The anti-inflammatory drug is legal, but Baffert says the horse tested above acceptable limits. Officials have not yet confirmed the test, but if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit could be officially disqualified from the Kentucky Derby. Following the announcement, Churchill Downs immediately suspended Baffert from entering any horses at the track. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Van Velzer.
Baffert denied all wrongdoing and promised to cooperate with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission during the investigation. This is NPR News. In Russia today, the country marked the 76th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. From Moscow, Charles Mainz has more.
С праздником вас! С днем великой победы!
Speaking before some 12,000 troops taking part in a military parade on Red Square, Russian President Vladimir Putin paid honor to the Soviet victory while vowing to defend against what he said were persistent Nazi beliefs in Europe. Considered Russia and the other former Soviet republics' most revered holiday in honor of the some 27 million Soviets killed in the fighting, Victory Day has taken on added political weight in Putin's Russia, where the line between historical memory and rising nationalism has often blurred. This year's anniversary comes amid rising tensions with the West, which Putin suggested was trying to rewrite history by ignoring the Soviet sacrifice and the victory over fascism. For NPR News, I'm Charles Mainz in Moscow.
The U.S. Navy says it seized an arms shipment of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, and sniper rifles hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea. Officials say the haul may have been bound for Yemen to support the country's Houthi rebels. The seizure, one of several amid the years-long war in Yemen, comes as the U.S. and others try to end a conflict that spawned one of the world's worst humanitarian disasters. Yemen's war began in 2014 when the Houthis seized the capital and marched south, trying to seize the entire country. Saudi Arabia and others backed Yemen. Iran backed the Houthis. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.